And I'll call the meeting to order. First item of business is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America, which is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, our roll call.
Paul Denise.
Myself.
Paul Denise.
Yes.
Paul Padilla.
Yep.
Jason Miller.
Yep.
Jennifer DeRoche.
Here.
Ray Bowers. Okay, Mr. Chair, the record should reflect you have 4 out of 5 members, so you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Item number 4 on the agenda, addition, deletions, corrections to the agenda. We can't really add anything. It's a special meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to correct it for the record that at the last meeting, you set the schedule for ongoing meetings to be set at 6 p.m. So while it may be labeled as a special meeting, I think moving forward, all of our 6 o'clock meetings would be regular scheduled meetings.
Okay, I can look at it that way. I understand that. Does anyone have any corrections or additions? Okay, I know our next item on the agenda is an application submitted by Stephen Sosini for 35 Bellevue Drive, Derby, Connecticut, for the construction of a single family dwelling and a detached garage. Maybe if the applicant is also here in the Zoom meeting, if you could just very briefly describe the project. The purpose of tonight's meeting is we have to accept the application and there's an appeal period that starts. So we can't really do too much with it. But if you could just give us a brief overview of what you're trying to do.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank you for having the special meeting to review our application. My husband and I are submitting the application to build a single family home with a detached garage. The plans are pretty self-explanatory. Did you want to add anything?
Thank you all for reviewing, and we're here to answer any further questions if you need us to.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had one brief question, and that is that garage, the detached garage was very large. Is it going to be used for storage or what?
I'm sure some of it will be for storage. I do own a few vehicles that I'm a hobbyist, so I have a couple of cars that I play with. I just like to keep them indoor storage.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions at this point?
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes.
A couple things. I had a pre-application discussion and meeting with the applicant where we reviewed some of the activities in particular in proximity to the wetlands. But just I want to give a little bit of background to the commission for those members who aren't familiar with this property. This property was subject to a subdivision application as recently as 2011, which involved regulated activities around the wetlands. Wetlands were flagged originally in 2005, verified as accurate again in 2011. The subdivision that was approved became was never executed, so it became null and void. So what is being proposed with this application is, of course, a lot less substantial, I would argue, than a 4-lot subdivision. I would ask the applicants just a couple questions to sort of clarify the record for the members. Perhaps you can clarify, for example, why the location of the stormwater basin or rain garden was selected, because that is the only activity that falls within the 50-foot upland review area.
So the question is, why was that the location that was selected for it?
Yeah. If you could just provide some justification, because I think I know the answer, but it's one of those things where I allow you to explain why it's okay. down at the bottom of the hill?
And well, I would have to defer that to our surveyor, Mr. Judson, who actually was the one who told us it was necessary. We were unaware that it was necessary to have that drainage structure done until, you know, he was deep into the surveying project. So this actually was a bit of a surprise to us. So we just kind of let him tell us the best location for it.
Okay.
You know, as far as placement goes, just the fact that it's, you know, towards the rear of the property, out of sight per se from the street, you know, towards the rear of the lot. But I think that was really the only applicable place for it, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that paired with the fact that it really was the most cost effective. You know, there are some obviously more elaborate water, rainwater collection systems that could be implemented that are far beyond what I think are reasonable for residential use. So this seemed to be the best solution.
Okay. And I would also add for the members that the placement of the topography is kind of important on this lot, because everything obviously or logically flows to the wetlands. And there's a fairly decent slope between where the house is proposed and where the stormwater basin is proposed. If you could see my cursor, this is the stormwater basin. You know, there's certainly some logic to having it sort of at the bottom of that slope rather than trying to build into the contours. So I would offer that as another thought, why they selected that location. I don't want to put words in the applicant's mouth, but I suspect that's the case.
Yes, at the bottom of a slightly sloped area seemed sure. like it did make most sense for a couple of reasons, as well as it, you know, giving ample amount of space from the basin to the back of our home to alleviate, you know, insects, things like that.
And the only comment, I did review the application, Mr. Chairman. I reviewed the plans. I reviewed the stormwater calculations. Everything seems to be in order on that end. I would ask that at some point between now and the next meeting that the applicant have their surveyor or engineer just show, I couldn't find in the plans, but show the actual area of disturbance within the 50-foot upland review area. So the basin is partially located within the 50-foot upland review. We just need to have that number quantified and just prior to the next meeting.
Okay, we will certainly do that.
Everything else, Mr. Chairman, I after reviewing it, I didn't feel the need to prepare a comment letter because, to be honest with you, I think that was my only comment. It's just to clarify the upland disturbance.
Okay, does anyone else have any questions?
No.
All right, it seems like we're on the right track here, and you'll be scheduled for the next meeting for hopefully a decision.
Would there be any thought of the commission at this point or the agency to entertain a determination of significance or if a public hearing is warranted for the application?
I personally don't think a public hearing is necessary.
No.
You know, there are other factors that, you know, if someone submits a petition that can result in a public hearing, but, you know, in terms of me personally, I don't think it would mandate a hearing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, we're all in agreement on that?
Absolutely.
Need a vote? Do you think, Ryan, or?
I don't think so. I think as long as there's a feeling that this application would be deemed not significant,
mm-hmm.
at the next meeting when you
can. Yeah, I think that's a consensus.
Yeah. Okay. And I will convey to the agency that the applicants conveyed to me a request that at least a consideration be given to having a special meeting within to try to act on this. As soon as possible. I told them it is entirely up to agency members whether or not they would entertain a special meeting to act on the application. I explained to them that there is a 14-day appeal period where neighbors can put together a appeal requiring the commission to hold a public hearing, which would cause a delay, and that's a state mandated period, and that the commission would not be able to act prior to the termination of that appeal period. So I'm just throwing it out there. I told them I'd ask.
Is there a particular reason for this special meeting, or is that 2 weeks extremely critical in some manner?
We've actually been experiencing from a couple of different areas, and we are very eager to get going on this project. We're ready to submit the building application as soon as this wetlands gets approved.
You can still submit that application to the building inspector. That doesn't mean you'll get a permit, but you can get started in terms of his review.
Okay.
You know, that's not going to hold you up. I don't know how many days the building inspector requires for a review for a single family home, you know, but it's probably going to be at least 2 weeks, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a week.
No, that's fine. In addition, we relocated back to Connecticut from out of state. I have my handicapped mother and I are currently living in temporary hotel housing. We came back in June, and COVID has obviously complicated and contributed to a lot of the delays, you know, a little bit of disjointedness, I will say, you know, with certain internal departments at City Hall. I'll leave it at that. So, I mean, anything that anybody could give to consideration for expediting would really be very, very appreciated.
How do the other members feel about that?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Nope, no problem.
All right, let me pull up a calendar here and see what we can do while everybody's here. We've got 14 days that we have to wait from tonight. We could do February 1st. That's a Monday night if everyone's
that's good.
Willing to do that.
Yeah, that should work.
Yep.
Okay, that's good for everyone.
Yep.
All right, then we'll skip.
Mark Arafalo.
Yep.
Would that be acceptable? A special meeting held on February 1st?
I don't believe that would be a conflict. I mean, there's typically the first Monday, there aren't typically meetings. So then what would you meet on the 10th then as well?
Probably not, unless there's any.
Not unless there's another application.
Okay. Well, I mean, either way, I just so we kind of know.
Yeah, and even if something comes in, Mr. Chairman, between the 1st and the 10th, it doesn't mean you any application would still be received on the 10th, regardless. Yeah. So this can substitute for your February meeting.
Okay, I'll draft an agenda in the next day or two, and I'll get it out. Okay.
Thank you very
much. I'm gonna before you send that, Paul, before you send out the agenda, I just wanna touch base with you. I'll send you a template just so it'll be easier, I think, for everybody going forward.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I would also recommend that you get in touch with Carlo Sarmiento and start the building permit application process if you're ready. If your architectural plans are ready and
very close, yep.
You know, I don't see any reason why you can't get that started. He won't be able to issue a permit until this and a number of other boxes are checked. But you can certainly get it going.
The record should reflect it's 6:16 p.m. and Mr. Bowers is entering the meeting now.
So Ray, you want me to give you a quick synopsis of where we left off?
Real quick, yeah. Sorry to be late.
So the applicant, Mr. and Mrs. Sassoni, Oh, geez.
It's fun.
Presented their plan, single-family house, the detached garage. They do have some regulated activities associated with a small stormwater basin in the rear of the property. I gave a little background of the site. It was subject to a subdivision application that was approved in 2011, but that application has since become null and void because it was never constructed. Okay. And the applicants purchased the property as one lot and looking to build one house on one lot, essentially with some upland activities. They clarified the reasoning why the stormwater rain garden or basin is where it is, in part to ensure they can collect runoff from the entire site. It's sort of at the bottom of somewhat of a slope, yep, that is located in a place where it can really, really do the most appropriate place given the topography.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Other agency members determined that this did not warrant a public hearing. And in order to facilitate this application moving forward, they also agreed to the notion of a special meeting on February 1st, when the agency would be in a position to act on the application if he so chose.
Okay.
How's that, Paul? Did I get it all?
That was great. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the public portion. I don't see any other people logged on here in our Zoom meeting. 7, approval of prior minutes. I think we still have to catch up on those at some point. So there's nothing new there.
We're working on those. So we, as you're aware, there's, as Ms. Sansini alluded to, there's a number of issues that we're trying to manage here at the good old City Hall.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Payment of bills. I didn't see any bills from you, Ryan. Is that?
I emailed them to you.
Hold on, I think I do have it. Yes, I do. I'm sorry, I did see that.
Mr. McAvoy, be helpful, I think, if you email them here as well, and then we can make sure that everybody gets them.
Okay.
Okay, these have also been sent to Keith at the finance office. So. I'll forward them to you right now.
Well, for the purpose of approval of at the meeting so that everybody has it.
Right.
Okay, we have 3 invoices. The first invoice number is 151434. And that's for $410. And that was for the November meeting. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve that invoice?
I make a motion. We pay all bills.
Okay. If we're going to pay all bills, let me also get to the other invoices. Okay. Then there's also invoice number 151436. And that's for $1,315. And that's for the O'Sullivan's Island Observation Platform. And then the final invoice is for invoice number 152672. And that's for the amount of $393.75 for miscellaneous technical support between November and January. And we have a motion by Paul to pay all bills. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all bills have been paid.
That was seconded by Jason, right? Just for the record?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. There's no other agenda items left, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
There's a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
6:21 p.m.
Thank you, everyone. Stay safe just a little while longer.
Thank you.
And hopefully we can get rid of these Zoom meetings. So,
absolutely.
Take care, everybody. Be safe.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.